Hey, so I wanted to talk to you about an interaction that I had with an author today that I've had with other authors previously. And the way this interaction goes, because same thing every time, is I will say something like, "Fuck, I know people like you." And the author will say, "What? Really? Who?" And I'll be like, in conversation, your name will come up, and we're always like, "Yeah, I fucking love that guy. He's got great work. He's so sweet. Love his comments. Really insightful." Stuff like this. And the author invariably says, "Really? I had no idea. Somebody out there knows I exist. I'm so excited." And I'm like, "Are you out of your mind? Like, I can understand where an author's coming from, because as voices we get like this. I have one author I know who says you get feedback, right? And writers get feedback. But I mean, you guys are fantastic. The one thing that I've heard from almost every author I've had this conversation with is, if I'm so cool, then why aren't they talking to me? And I can't say for every voice, right? Because I haven't had this conversation with other voices, although I'm going to. For me, I don't contact an author who I think is wonderful, because, and there's a bunch of you out there who I like, I'm in awe of, I would love to contact, but you're just these gigantic mountains of people, and I'm just like, holy shit, like, I don't have the right to contact you, right? The apprehension in me on that is just, and that's me we're talking about, right? You guys know me a bit, some of you. I'm like this super bold, brave person who just does everything. And if I'm feeling that much anxiety about contacting you, I mean, I can't even think of what some of these other voices are going through with unwillingness or feeling like they don't have the right to contact you. For me, even if a script is like sent to me, like by a listener or something like that, I'll still ask permission from an author to voice it, almost always. Sometimes I'll just be like, "Hey, I'm fucking doing it." Most of the time, I'm like, "No way." Unless I already know the author well or something like that. And even then, I'd rather, you know, have like some kind of a direct request from the author so that I know they want me. Because what if I feel like, what if I'm not the right voice for it in your opinion, and you've put all this work into it, and then you don't like it? Like, that'd be terrible. So that's where my perspective is on why I don't fill things unless I was specifically asked to by an author or a listener, and why I don't just reach out and contact, because I don't want to be like an annoying voice who's like irritating you and being like, "Hey, you're so fucking cool, I really think you're a genius," you know. I don't want to be that person. So, again, that's my perspective on things, and the interaction I've had with other voices and talking about authors and then talking to authors and saying, "Yeah, people like you." So if I've had that experience repeatedly, it very well may be that you are also one of these names that we're talking about, or that us not being in my conversations, but excuse me. Oh my goodness, it's too late. I'm so tired. Excuse me. I'm sorry. That other people are talking about you, like that just because you're not hearing from people does not mean you're not appreciated. Even the authors who I like have on my Skype and my Discord, I still am like terrified every time I write them that I'm gonna be somehow annoying. I strangely don't feel that when I talk to voices, but authors, I'm like, anyway, okay, sorry that, yeah. What was the other reason why somebody told me to record this because I said something about it, anyway. So I said, okay, I'll go record the things that other authors are hearing the same thing. And I was going to do it like in my sound cave with good sound and everything like that. But I just was going through some files, just clearing stuff out because it's a new year and everything like that. And I find fucking a file that I recorded months ago. That the author wanted me to do, and it took like, oh my god, it was so bad how many times I forgot to get it done, and I just plain fucking forgot. And I know he really wanted it, and I've got it, just fucking sitting there. Nobody's heard it. And I'm like, why didn't this author message me and say, "Hey Caroline, where the fuck's the film?" And I've heard, this is what I came to talk to you right now instead of waiting to set up a sound cave and everything. I have heard so many times from other voices and done this myself like at least a dozen times where I said I would fill a thing and then I just forgot. I didn't write it down fast enough or whatever happened and I just fucking forgot. And I mean like some authors who like became really good friends of mine. And then like months later they'll be like, oh yeah, hey, you know that thing? You never did it. Like, what the shit? Why didn't you say something? And so here I am talking about this fill, right? It's almost an hour-long piece. And I just fucking forgot it was there. And, I mean, I've got, like, 20 things on my Soundgasm that I uploaded so that the author would hear them right away, and I just never fucking posted them, just totally forgot to. And I've got another, like, 20 things here in my computer right now. So, 2 points to this whole, wow, I'm rambling a lot message, just looked up at the time. You may very well be completely loved and adored and just not know it. Take the bits of feedback you get and then magnify them in your mind, because whatever ones you're hearing, definitely more people mean that. And I've heard from a ton of voices, actually, when we do talk about feedback and stuff, we'll say, well, if somebody else already said the thing I'm going to say, why should I say it twice, right? And I'm like, because the authors need to hear it again. So point one, take the attention you have, hold on to it. It probably, there is a lot more out there for you and you just don't know it. Point number two, if somebody hasn't filled your thing and she said she would, or if she hasn't released your thing and she said she made it, or he, sorry, there are of course male voices, that was incredibly sexist, but hi, I was born in the 80s, I apologize, I'm still learning how to be polite. Can we blame religion on that? Let's work on that. Let's go with that. Then message them. You'll be like, hey, you said you were going to do the thing, I'm just, you know, looking to see if you need any help with editing, or whatever the fuck, I don't know however you want to say it, but like, Do you get me? Are you hearing me? I don't know. Okay. Bye.